Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And this afternoon, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Okay.
All right, sir, and thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be definitely going to vote? I'm very likely to vote, not somewhat likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your main racial background? Would that be white or Caucasian, African-American or black, Hispanic or Asian-American or other?
White.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age?
71.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
Right direction.
Right direction. All right, sir, from the following list, which issues should the government and state legislature focus on, you know, most to help you and your family? Would that be climate and the environment, illegal immigration, local growth and development, access and cost of health care, the economy and jobs, crime and public safety, abortion, taxes, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, or housing and property insurance costs, or K-12 education?
Everything but the climate change, you can take that off the list.
Okay, but if you had to pick one, which one would be the most important to you?
Oh gosh, that's a lot. The economy.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would that be definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, lean slightly towards a Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for Republican candidate, or probably vote for Republican, or lean slightly, you know, towards the Republican candidate?
Definitely a Republican candidate.
Definitely. Okay, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He's not doing it.
So
I know your question, though. He's doing the absolute worst job of any president.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Yes.
I strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right, sir, and you will now be giving a list of public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one would be Sienna Osta.
Don't know.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Negative.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, and Mike Caruso?
Don't know.
Don't know him. Okay, thank you.
I voted I just moved to Florida. I've only been here. I voted once. I voted last November. So
okay.
I'm not real familiar with a lot of the...
All right, sir, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump and the Republican candidate?
I am voting for the policies of the Republican Party.
Okay. All right, and lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, and Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Mike Caruso.
Mike Caruso. All right, sir, and would you say you're definitely voting for Mike Caruso or probably?
Definitely.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, now I only have a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for qualification purpose. And regardless of how you may feel today, okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican,
Donald
or
Trump.
Someone else? Donald Trump. All right, sir, when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as, you know, as many Democrats as Republicans, or you usually vote for Republican or always vote
definitely
for Republican?
Always vote for Republican.
Always vote for Republican. All right, so if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, a conservative, or in your political beliefs?
I'm a libertarian. I'm not a really right wing. I vote my pocketbook.
Okay, so be somewhat liberal or just very liberal?
Not liberal at all. Libertarian. It's not either a Republican. I'm a registered Republican.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir.
Okay.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with associate's degree, like 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's degree, 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College student with a bachelor degree.
Okay, bachelor degree. All right, sir. And what is your religion? Would that
I don't
be?
Have I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God.
Okay. All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time. Okay. This concludes our survey, and you have a great day, sir. Appreciate your help.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.